Paradise Neck was a narrow jet of land that angled out to form the eastern shore of Paradise Harbor on its inner shoreline, while it kept the open ocean at bay with its outer. There were two roads on the neck, one along the outer shoreline, one along the inner. They joined at Plum Tree Point, where the lighthouse stood. The yacht club was off the inner coast road on the neck, down a narrow drive thickly arched with trees and into a broad parking area beside some outdoor tennis courts behind a huge, haphazard, white-clabbered two-story building. Jesse was amused that when you approached this tabernacle of Paradise High culture, you came at it from the rear. The yacht club faced the ocean, cantilevered out over the rust-colored boulders and bedrock that the sea had unearthed over time, its vast picture windows beaded with sea spray. Jesse was amused also at the understated arrogance of the membership, naming it simply the Yacht Club, as if there were no other. At night, coming from the leaf-thick tunnel into the brightly lit lot was rather like coming on stage. He parked nose in to one of the green composition tennis courts and got out and opened the door for Abby. She looked very elegant in black tuxedo trousers and a white blouse that looked somewhat like a boiled shirt. At her throat was a string of pearls. Jesse wore a dark suit. In the ballroom, walled with windows, apparently floating over the harbor, the guests were generally in formal dress, accented by Halloween-themed accessories. Several women sported satin half masks trimmed with rhinestones. Hasty Hathaway was wearing a black and orange bow tie with his tux. The bow tie had orange lights in it that flashed on and off. A four-piece orchestra in one corner was playing music by Andrew Lloyd Webber. At the far end of the room, a bar was open, and along the wall opposite the water view, a buffet table was laid with orange and black paper, covered with food, and anchored at each end by a large carved jack-o'-lantern. Jesse got Abby a martini and himself a scotch and soda at the bar. They came in the same size clear plastic glasses. Abby sipped hers and made a face. Jesse needed to be careful with the scotch. This was not a good place for the chief of police to get drunk. Abby drank again. Gotta get some of this in quick so that the rest of it won't taste so awful. Jesse smiled. He started to drink his scotch and thought better of it. Take your time, he said to himself. Sip now and then. Nurse a couple of drinks. You don't have to stay here forever. Abby's glass was empty. He stood near the end of the buffet table, trying not to hear the music, while she went for a refill. He took another drink, carefully. You're all alone, you poor dear, Sissy Hathaway said. Her speech was slow and careful, the way people speak when they're drunk and trying not to show it. She had on more makeup than usual, and behind the makeup, Jesse could see that her cheeks were very red. She wore a long-sleeved, formal gown, cream-colored, with a red and green floral pattern and a high neck. The dress was very tight. Abby's getting a drink, Jesse said.
Well, poo on her, Sissy said. Come dance with me.
If he said no, she'd insist. Jesse could see it in her face. Jesse put his glass down and let Sissy take him to the floor. The band played We've Only Just Begun. Jesse was a good dancer. He had good coordination and he could hear the music. But dancing wasn't really what Sissy had in mind. She pressed against him as they moved among the dancers, pushing her pelvis against his and moving her hips slightly without regard to We've Only Just Begun.
Do you like my dress? She said.
Her face was turned up to his and her lips almost brushed his face as she talked. Yes, ma'am, Jesse said.
You don't think it's too tight?
No such thing.
Men are all alike. They judge clothes by how much of a woman they show.
You're probably right.
When a man is with a woman, Sissy said, clothes are just in the way.
Jesse said, trying to sound both interested and noncommittal. Not easy, he thought, while being dry-humped on the dance floor.
It's why when I'm with a man, Sissy said, her lips now actually brushing Jesse's as she spoke, I wear as little as possible.
The band segued into I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Hasty's a lucky man, Jesse said. He was looking past Sissy's shoulders for Abby.
Oh, Hasty. I can't wait around all year for Hasty.
Jesse smiled without speaking. He couldn't think of anything to say to that. He was thinking of Suitcase.
Can you tell, she whispered against his mouth, that I'm not wearing anything under this dress?
I wasn't sure, Jesse said. Sissy had a good body under her ridiculous dress. It was becoming difficult for Jesse to remain detached.
Is it something you might want to see?
Christ, Jesse thought, where is Suit when you need him?
Is it?
Her mouth was against his. Not right here, Jesse said.
But somewhere you would, wouldn't you? I can tell.
Jesse was still struggling for gallantry. Anyone would, he said. Sissy clamped her mouth against his and began to kiss him aggressively. Jesse felt a tap on his shoulder. It was Hasty, his bow tie blinking steadily.
Mind if I cut in? Hasty said.
Sissy continued to kiss him. Jesse pulled away and said, No, not at all, and turned Sissy, her eyes still half closed, into Hasty's arms. The band began to play an old Beatles tune. He found Abby near the bar with a martini. The bar had cleared somewhat as people danced.
Last tango in Paris, Abby said.
Help, Jesse said. He ordered a fresh scotch from the bar.
How'd she stack up as a kisser, Abby said.
There's better, Jesse said.
Good to know.
Abby's eyes were bright, and Jesse realized that she might be a little drunk, too. He knew their relationship wasn't helping her drinking. He picked up his scotch. Careful. He sipped a small sip and put the drink back down on the bar. Morris Condon, one of the other selectmen, came across the room and asked Jesse if he could have the next dance with Abby.
Ask her, Jesse said.
Abby smiled and said, Of course, and went to the dance floor with him. Over Condon's shoulder on the floor, she stuck her tongue out at Jesse. Jesse smiled at her and sipped his scotch. Hasty Hathaway came to the bar.
Wild turkey, he said to the bartender. Straight, one ice cube.
He got his drink and turned and put an arm around Jesse's shoulder.
Wife gets a little giddy when she drinks.
Sure, Jesse said. Hasty took a drink.
Mother's milk, he said.
Jesse nodded. The dancers labored about the floor. Most people were terrible dancers, Jesse thought. He wondered if Condon had been dispatched to dance with Abby so that Hasty and he could talk man to man. He didn't see Sissy anywhere.
Women are hard to figure, aren't they, Jesse?
Yes, Jesse said, they are.
I guess you've had your share of trying to figure them out.
Uh-huh.
Being divorced and all.
Still trying to figure that out, Jesse said.
You and Sissy seem happy. Sis? Oh, hell, sure we are. But even a happy marriage isn't easy, is it? There are adjustments.
Hasty drank the rest of his wild turkey and ordered another.
Sexual problems?
Who?
In your first marriage. It's usually sexual stuff that makes the marriage hit the reef.
No, Jesse said. We didn't have sexual problems. Unless, Jesse thought, your wife boffing a producer could be considered a sexual problem.
What was your deal, Hasty said.
Jesse shrugged.
I'm not sure I know.
We didn't seem to want the same things.
Let's get some air.
With his arm still on Jesse's shoulder, Hasty steered him toward the sliders and out onto the deck over the water. The strong salt smell reminded Jesse again of how far he was from home. The Pacific never smelled like this that he could remember. Maybe it was the cold weather made the ocean smell different. The light from the ballroom spilled out for a little way onto the black water. There was a small chop. Across the harbor, the lights of the town were strung along the coastline and rose up from the water to Indian Hill where the park was. They leaned on the deck rail. Below them, Jesse could hear the water moving over the rocks.
"Man to man," Hasty said.
Jesse nodded to himself. Condon had been dispatched. He was not a good choice. He was too dull to carry on a conversation. Poor Abby.
"Your ex ever fool around?" Hasty said.
He wasn't looking at Jesse. Arms resting on the railing, he stared out across the water. "Yes."
"How'd it make you feel?"
"Bad." Hasty nodded.
"You fool around?"
"Not till we separated."
"You ever wonder why you weren't enough?"
"Yes." Hasty nodded again. He was silent for a time. Through the glass doors behind them, the band had finished its set, and the sound of conversation and glassware replaced the sound of music.
"When we were dating," Hasty said, "she was hotter than a cheap pistol. Part of the reason I married her, I suppose. I never had many girlfriends, and when I started dating her..."
He shook his head at the memory.
"Then we got married, and she wasn't interested. You know, she'd lie back, close her eyes, and think of England. But it was pretty much of a duty."
"I guess marriage is different from dating," Jesse said.
"I guess it is," Hasty said.
Across the harbor, a small tender plugged in toward the town wharf from one of the yachts moored in deeper water. Its running lights looked like slow-shooting stars in the dark. Hasty finished his drink. Jesse had already finished his.
"I finally just decided that she was frigid and that the hot stuff before marriage was a way to get me. But you know how it is in a marriage. You figure you're supposed to stick it out. After a while, the way it is gets to seem like the way it's supposed to be."
"Yes," Jesse said. "I know."
"She seemed frigid to you?"
"Hard to say."
"Come on, Jesse. She embarrassed us both on the dance floor 10 minutes ago. She seemed frigid to you then?"
"No."
"So how come she's frigid at home and hot with other men?"
"I'm a cop, Hasty. That's a shrink question."
"Ah, they're all crazy themselves," Hasty said.
Jesse didn't say anything.
"Well, anyway, I've come to terms with it. We have our life together. Except for the sex, I like her. We get along good. What she does when I'm not home, I know she sees other men. I'm sure she's hotter than Cleopatra with them.
Hasty made an aimless hand gesture.
"We get along."
"Whatever works," Jesse said. "You have anyone?"
"On the side, you mean?"
"No," Jesse nodded.
"Anyway,"
Hasty said, as if finishing a difficult chore,
"I wanted you to know that I don't blame you. I apologize for my wife."
"Sure. No problem." Again, they were quiet, the two men looking at the black harbor, forearms resting on the railing, each holding an empty plastic cup in his hand. The tender had reached the wharf and disappeared. Its running lights were out. The darkness between the man and the town across the water was unbroken and palpable.